Psalm 68, Part 1, Preface. Let Satan and the world rave and rage against the kingdom of Christ with might and main. They cannot overthrow it. As the Lord is invincible, so his kingdom is founded on a rock which cannot be moved. This truth let us well remember in these latter days when Satan has great wrath, knowing that he has but a short time. He does not now excite to violent persecution as he did of old. He works with greater cleverness. In the very name of Christ, and with pretended zeal for religion, he is striving to undermine the foundation and to destroy the divine authority of the inspired word in the minds of men. And indeed, irreligion has greatly increased, and infidelity is spread wide. But thou, my soul, consider. What the word foretold of old is fulfilled at this day. The word of our God stands sure, when the wisdom of the wise fails and the cunning of the crafty forsakes them. Often have the infidels prophesied the overthrow of Zion, and it has grown and has spread to the ends of the earth. He that sits on the throne of power has made the church his own abode, and her enemies are but captives in his hand. Of this, the first part of the 68th Psalm assures us. Of Christ's exaltation and his glorious kingdom. To the chief musician, a psalm or song of David. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rides on the heavens by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God sets the solitary in families. He brings out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou went forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah. The earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God, even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, a high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desires to dwell in, yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Summary. This entire psalm treats of Christ and his kingdom, and the right understanding we must gather from the fulfillment in the New Testament. In this first part, it speaks of Christ's resurrection and ascension, the sending of the Holy Ghost, and the commissioning of the apostles to preach the gospel to every creature, to bring glad tidings to the poor, and to break the bands of the captives. He calls the apostles kings, because they are the leaders among the hosts of disciples who, with the weapons of the gospel, war against sin, death, hell, science, falsely so called, the world's hypocritical piety, and whatever belongs to the kingdom of darkness. To picture the success of the gospel, he calls the church a high and fruitful hill, and the chariot of God with 10,000 saints. This chariot of God, impelled by zeal for the conversion of the Gentiles, has rolled to the uttermost isles, conquering many thousands, and now the missionaries, the captains whom the Lord has scattered among his enemies, are storming the strongholds of idolatry. Postpone not to secure a place in the chariot, lest the pagans go into the kingdom before you. Prayer. Glory and praise and honor belong unto thee, thou Lamb of God, because thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood, and hast led our captivity captive. Pour out thy Spirit upon the dry soil of our hearts, that he may cause faith and love to spring up in it, and to bring fruit unto eternal life. Amen.